I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We're headed to the World Games for the answer for our GeoQuiz today. This competition's going on right now in Taiwan. We're going to tell you just where in a little bit. Now, the World Games feature sports that are not included in the Olympics. More than 3,000 athletes from over 100 countries are competing in everything from billiards and bowling to fin swimming and frisbee. Reporter Cindy Hsu has her eye on the time-honored tug of war.
Each team has about 8 members, and it is quite fascinating to watch because it's not really just on weight and how big the team members are. It relies a lot on technique.
Technique versus just pulling?
Yes, it's not just pulling. It's teamwork. And then there's a lot involved in strategies. Some teams can actually mislead the opponent team into thinking that they're gaining inches on the rope. But in the end, they pull them over, you know, right when the opponent team is losing strength.
Wow, there's an inner game of tug of war. That's great.
It's fascinating. And it's actually a centuries-old sport.
So give me some of the other sports at the World Games that we would not find at the Olympics.
Okay, well, you definitely would not find fistball, which is a sport that looks like volleyball, but you have to hit the ball with your fists only. And then you wouldn't find sports climbers. Some people know it as rock climbing. China has won both the men and women sport climbing competition. And if you watch, you know, some of the best players in this sport, it's like watching Spider-Man go up the wall. They're just really fast as they get up the wall.
How about dragon boating?
Well, dragon boating, it wasn't even in the World Games in the past. But because this World Games is being held in Taiwan, you know, which is, has a Chinese culture here, they allow the host country, well, the host of the games, to suggest some sports that might be interesting to the local culture. And dragon boat racing was actually a sport that derived from a very ancient festival in China to commemorate a scholar. He was accused of misleading the emperor, and to prove his innocence, he committed suicide. Because he was so beloved by the people, they organized dragon boats on the river to scare the fish from eating his corpse.
So the dragon boats themselves, I assume there's no corpse that they use now just for
no corpse. The front of the boat looks like a dragon's head. There's a drummer in the front, sitting in the front, and the job of the drummer is to coordinate the paddlers. So her drumming is based on the movements of the first two paddlers.
But some of the more, say, arcane sports, do they draw small crowds?
The lesser known sports are also drawing crowds in Taiwan, just because Taiwanese people are so fascinated by these sports that they haven't had a chance to see, you know, before. But there are some sports in the World Games that have huge followings worldwide, like sumo wrestling.
Oh, yeah, the sumo wrestling. Now, there's something very interesting about this. I mean, people may know sumo wrestling, but there's another element of the competition there.
Yes, the women also wrestle, and, you know, they look really scary because they're you don't want to approach one of them.
No, I can imagine. So in terms of what's attracting the most spectators, what is it?
Tug of war has been attracting a lot of attention because the players are just like they're in so much pain as they're pulling that rope. Their whole body is straining and they just make noise as they're doing it. And you don't always hear that in athletes, but that, you know, you could hear the whole team just going, you know, and you can watch their faces straining to try to get that extra inch of the rope, you know, from the other team. So it's very fast, very intense. And one of the reasons why it's very popular here is because the Taiwanese women's tug of war team is fabulous. They haven't lost any matches. They won a gold this time. And a lot of the women came from poor backgrounds. Some of them are single mothers. But they win.
Once again, the games are happening in Taiwan, and the answer to the GeoQuiz, the exact location of the World Games this year is?
Kaohsiung.
Kaohsiung, which unsuspectingly is spelled K-A-O-H-S-I-U-N-G.
Just say Kaohsiung.
In Taiwan.
Yes, that's
very
right.
Very nice to talk to you. Cindy Hsu.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.